Once again, it's time for our regular catch-up with the CNIB in Toronto. John Rafferty is their chief executive, bringing us all the latest news from Canada. John, how are things around COVID and coronavirus?
Well, if you'd have asked me that question a few weeks ago, I would have said I think that we're doing pretty good. But as has been the case in Europe of late and other parts of the world, you know, case numbers have been creeping up of late as the focus is on getting kids back into school. But I think generally speaking, we're kind of starting to brace ourselves for maybe a little bit of a scale back on how open society is at the moment. And we are back in our offices, largely not en masse, but a lot of our staff are in our physical spaces one or two times a week. We're back to in-community and in-person rehabilitation care by appointment with all appropriate public health safety guidelines. But we are doing that and very busy and at the same levels of service at the same time last year. So very active in the area of provision of mobility instruction and independent living skills training, et cetera. And we've got a really good set of procedures of everything we learned during the April, May, June period. So we expect that we'll have to scale back some of what we are doing at the moment. It'll be in specific geographic pockets as flare-ups happen, as is the case in other parts of the world at the moment. And the team does feel prepared to do that, but at the moment, we haven't pulled back on anything just yet.
You've had a lot of virtual events running over the past few months. Now, when it comes to rehabilitation, that's sometimes a bit more of a personal face-to-face thing. Is rehabilitation affected, or are you getting back those face-to-face?
Yeah, certainly in May and June, we were doing everything virtual while we were in complete lockdown. And the interactions still had a lot of very positive outcomes, but they were dealing with a small amount of training and advice, you know, in 5-10 minute chunks, as opposed to in a person's home or in the community, you know, for an hour or two doing more sophisticated lessons. We are, as I said, doing just about the same amount of in-person care now at this point in time as we were a year ago this time. So we're back in that model. And we've also maintained a high level of the virtual care. And we're testing various new platforms. Iris Vision looks like they've got some telehealth programs coming forward, which are going to be very good for us to interface with. We just received 3,000 iPads from one of the banks in Canada that we're distributing out to people. We've got an iPad-driven pre-employment training program with a few dozen people in one of our provinces coming up. So we're still doing a lot of that virtual. It needs to be a blend. To your point, Alan, there are things you can't do virtually. You can replicate a lot of the skills training, but you still need someone to experience traveling on a bus, in a subway, crossing busy streets, you know, in the community. So we do need that blend of in-person and virtual.
And also when we spoke previously, John, you talked about the guide dog service, which you have still in its early years. And it was a kind of more of a demand outstripping supply in terms of the dogs. Is that still the same situation?
Yeah, and unfortunately, since we last spoke, you know, that really has hit an urgent point. You know, I think we've discussed before that 80% or so of Canadians have always got their dogs from the amazing schools in the US that very generously do that. And with the border closed and no sight of that reopening, we were planning to grow over a number of years from our current level of 25 guide dog placements a year up to 50 and then up to 75 over time. In the last 30 days alone, we've had 170 new applications. How do you satisfy 170 new applications when you're built to do 25 a year? So this is a tremendous, and it's all COVID related and supply chain, US borders, and the sheer horrors that are happening with the numbers south of the border. So it's a very urgent need. We've got a task force with management and board put together to look at how quickly can we address.
John, obviously lots going on at the moment. We'll continue to chat with you each month for updates on that. But if people would like more information on CNIB and the work you're doing at the moment, what's the best way to do that?
Our website's probably the easiest place to kind of capture the full spectrum of what we do. There's a great list of all of the virtual programs on there. There are hundreds of them available, and people from anywhere in the world can register. So if there's any of your listeners that want to attend something that's being run, whether it's a parenting with vision loss virtual program or something related to technology or cooking, there's lots of great virtual programs. I invite people to participate.
Head to cnib.ca. John, we will speak with you again next month, but thanks once once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.